Hey everybody, welcome back to March Badgeness Part 2, April, the finals. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And we are picking up where we left off. We did round one and it was like a million badge battles.
There was 1,000 of them. It took forever. And so we're like, let's just only do round one. This one should go a little quicker, I think.
Yeah, I feel like we've already stated our case for most of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's going to be just making them fight. And yeah. Again, you'll be hearing if I get any clips in. As of recording this, I have, I think, 3 in. So if you hear somebody else talk about a badge that's not us, don't panic. That's normal. No one hacked into the podcast. It's not a Max Headroom situation.
No one Max Headroom does.
We asked for it. So for people to just champion their favorite badges, and I don't think anyone's done this yet, unchampion their least favorite badge.
Oh yeah, dunk on a badge.
If you want to dunk on a badge, cool. I hope we got some dunkers. I hope we got some people dunking on badges. We did last time. In the last one, we got somebody dunking on a badge, which was pretty good.
Yeah, me and the Heat badge.
Well, stay tuned.
A rivalry for the ages.
Because we got the Sweet 16. Before we do get started, I think I forgot to mention last time, this whole idea was sent to us by Danny, who's at Danny Targo on Twitter. She was like, I don't know what you could do, but you know, for ranking badges, maybe like a tournament? And I immediately thought of the phrase March Badgeness, and here we are. So thank you, Danny. And then also, today, accompanying us, so we don't have to Google a million things, we have a PDF of all the matchup badges for the Sweet 16 for this round.
Yeah.
We have them all mostly in high def. I think the only ones that are not in high def are, there's a couple that look like maybe this is the highest definition they come
in. Yeah, it looks like maybe there's not a lot of them on here. Maybe the Gen 3 ones are a little fuzzy.
Some of the Gen 3 ones are a little fuzzy. The Gen 2 ones are, outside of the one that is just a diamond, is fuzzy. This part of it that you can't see but that we can, that will greatly help us and hopefully make it flow a little easier, was made for us by Christina Woods, who is on she's not on Twitter a ton anymore. She is on Blue Sky. I think it's probably C Woods Art. Probably. I can double check. Yeah, C Woods Art .bisky.social. She's also on a couple podcasts.
.bisky.
She's on, you can check out her podcast, Home for Wayward OCs, Loser Like Me, Binary Break, which is a Digimon actual play that I was on the first episode of, playing Christina's little brother. So go check it out. Nice. It's a fun time. But time to get down to business, Josh.
It is time for business.
It is round 2, match 1, Boulder Badge versus Plane Badge.
I don't remember who they beat in the first round. And
I can tell you because I got the bracket up.
I don't think it's super
up.
Relevant. Plain Badge beat the other one that was just a diamond, right?
Cobble Badge. Plain Badge beat Cobble Badge. Boulder Badge beat Mineral Badge. I got the updated bracket also.
All right,
by Christina.
So it was like octagons and squares.
Yeah. Who's the better octagon? Who's the better square? And now we have to pick which is the better shape. This is for all shapes everywhere. They're going to be looking at this for years to come.
I am partial to a square.
I do like a nice diamond.
Here's a bit of lore I can drop on y'all. I probably talked about this before on some other podcast. In my preschool was called Little Tots Daycare. Uh-huh. And every kid in the class was assigned a color and a shape as like an identifying marker for some reason.
And by there are combos there. Either one can appear, but no combo of the same two is what I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was the green square, and that has stuck with me for my entire life.
Okay. Green. Did you not get, was there already a blue square? Did you not get blue?
I don't think there were choices. I don't remember how it came about.
Just
I just
your government
remember,
assigned shape.
I just
and
remember
color.
At Little Tots Daycare, I was the green square.
Okay.
And sometimes when I drew pictures, that is how I drew myself.
That's cute. if I was there and I didn't get yellow hexagon, I would leave. I would have just left.
I don't know how many shapes there were. I knew there were triangles and circles. I don't know how adventurous.
I feel like
they got for like 4 year olds.
I mean, depends on how many, because like you're then, because then like, do you start branching off into the weird colors? Oh, you're the puce square, because we can't go any higher than 4 sides. Anyway,
yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's the way they treated kids when I was a kid.
They didn't want to remember your name, so they were like, you're a green square.
I think what it was is so that they would put like a green square on our stuff and we couldn't read, so it was a way for us to be able to like identify like, oh, this is my cubby, because I'm
gotcha.
The green square,
your cubby is green square.
Yeah,
whose turn is it to smash the erasers together? That's blue circles. It's blue circles. Yeah. Time to do that. Okay, I like that.
Anyway, that's kind of an irrelevant story, just to say that I think I want the plane badge here. I
also look, I love the look of the Boulder badge. It looks like a rock for sure. It's a rock. But I do love the simplicity.
It's the border on it. If it was just like that off yellow color in the middle, or if it was just that white, it wouldn't work.
It would
because it's that border around it.
Yeah,
it looks good. It's classy. Yeah.
I agree. You're also, if you'll recall, you're gonna have to keep track of who moves forward.
Okay,
plane badge right. Moving forward.
I'm not gonna write badge each time.
I feel like we know what the rest of it is.
All right, next one.
Next up,
Brett versus Owen, heart versus heart, mind badge versus soul badge.
What's up, little idiots? Chris here. I wanted to weigh in really quick on the soul badge. It's not exactly my winner for March Badgeness necessarily, but I do really like the design. I noticed on Bulbapedia, it's got some incorrect information. It says it's in the shape of a fuchsia heart, but anyone who looks at the design of it can see it's actually just a cute little cartoon tongue sticking out. And what I like about that is if you look at the original gym leader who gives you the soul badge, Master Koga, he's got sort of like a ninja balaclava, whatever you call it, on covering the bottom half of his face. But I'd like to think that if you went in there and you just adjusted that sprite a little bit and you pulled that mask down, you'd see his little tongue sticking out, and that's what they base the soul badge off of. So I do hope that it makes it at least one more round. I'm rooting for your soul badge. And thank you guys for doing March Badgeness. This is a lot of fun. Also, fix your Bulbapedia.
The other thing I like about this, really appreciate Christina doing, is there's the picture, there's the match number, there is the picture of them, and then under it, under each one, there's a name, who it was from, where, and the region.
Yeah.
This is very nice. This is very thorough.
This is way better than what I made.
I do like the mind badge, despite it being from Hoenn. I will look past its flaws of where it lives.
I think one advantage for it here, in spite of it maybe being a little vulgar, is it doesn't. It's a stylized heart that doesn't look like a tongue, and I think that is doing some heavy lifting. But you might be able to say it looks like some other.
It's
something
look
else.
There's some. It evokes something.
Yes,
is all. Yeah, and the other one is a tongue. I don't know if you listened to Chris put. I know one of the ones we have. Chris put a one for the soul badge in here, talking about how it is supposed to be a tongue. I don't know if you heard his reasoning for that.
I did not.
It's because Koga's got like the face mask, and he's like, I like to think that if you could just get in there and separate the wrapping of the face mask, it would just be his tongue sticking out, and that's the soul badge. I think the thing is, though, I do like the soul badge.
I know everything I just said. But I do think there's beauty in the simplicity.
I think that goes a long way.
I think the mind badge might be trying to do too much.
Yeah. Do all
like why don't why doesn't the heart meet at the top? Why
is it? Because it's not a heart, it's a mind, Josh. and your brain has two hemispheres.
Okay. Hang on. Maybe not coming back.
The other thing I do like about this is I do like the like gem in it. Do all Hoenn badges have a little gem? Because there's a couple later on.
I think
we talked
about this last time. I think they do all have like a little gem. Maybe not the rain badge, unless you could make an argument that the bottom left raindrop is
that
a gem itself.
That is the gem, yeah. I like that. I like them all having an accoutrement. What are you thinking?
The longer I look at the mind badge, the uglier it gets.
It does, yeah. I also kind of agree. I like it, but it's sort of. I think the fact that it is like really amorphous, like it is a heart, but it's kind of like a blob. Is that like it's like a magic eye, and that like every time I look at it, I see something different, and I don't know if I like that.
I think my big problem with it is the PP yellow at the bottom.
It does turn into. It's a weird gradient going from pink to yellow. Not very graceful of a gradient.
Yeah,
you know,
it is just a big tongue. But I'm leaning soul badge. I think also
I will put forth soul badge.
Okay,
congratulations, Koga and Janine and Fuchsia City.
Yes,
finally bringing one home
and all people.
Match three. We got the fog badge versus the icicle badge.
I'm here to champion the fog badge. I'll keep this short. It is a cute, adorable, friendly little ghost badge. I would much rather have this than the weird icicle face in the icicle badge. What's with all the weird faces in the Sinnoh badges anyway?
And we talked a lot last time about how you flipped a fog badge upside down. It's like a cool little stinker guy. It's a little skateboard ghost.
Yeah.
Who's up to some pranks. That goes a long way.
You flip the icicle badge upside down, and it's just, it's not really anything.
Right side up, it looks like iceberg Snorlax.
Right side up, it looks like a glacier.
Yeah, but it's also got like a face on it and big ears, and it kind of looks like ice type Snorlax, TMTMTM. If an ice type Snorlax pops up in the next Pokemon game, I swan to John.
Yeah. In the when they do the Alaska region, it's all ice types.
Gen 10, it's Canada, and it's all ice type. Everyone unfortunately is an ice type.
Ice or normal types.
If you don't start with a fire type, it's gonna be a little. If you start with a grass type, that's just hard mode. That's just the game's built-in hard mode.
Even if you start with the fire type, its final evolution is fire ice.
Has there been a fire ice?
No.
That's a good. That'd be a fun combo.
Would it be like a puddle?
It would be fire and ice jar. It would be Twin Rova. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, well, no, I'm on board for that.
Anyway, I think if I don't want to beat around the bush. I like the skateboard stinker a lot more.
Yeah, I agree. Like icicle badge beat the glacier badge, which was just a snowflake.
Just a little.
I think the buck stops here for the icicle badge. I think it's over.
No, the icicle badge beat the relic badge, which is just three circles. The fog badge beat the glacier badge.
Who made the first round of this?
Someone who was trying to do something.
What a stupid idiot.
And maybe instead should have just done fully random. And next year's March Madness, maybe we'll have learned a lesson.
Maybe. We have to use different. Find a new 32 badges.
We'll just get more for the rest of them. Because there's like.
By the next time we do this, maybe there will be a new game.
Yeah. We can put Gary's badges in there, which we talked about when we thought of March Madness. Yeah. Like the first thing, like when we finished recording that. We just looked at Gary's fake badges from the show for like a half an hour. They're amazing. Fog badge moving forward.
All right, match four. Do we need to debate this
one
at all?
Do I have to dignify this?
It's the Zephyr badge versus the Rainbow badge. Rainbow badge is moving on.
Rainbow badge clears. This Zephyr badge, thanks for coming. Great showing you had against the Feather badge. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, because Rainbow badge, that is the platonic ideal of a Pokemon badge to me.
Yeah.
So that's moving forward. Easy peasy.
Look at all the sides that it has.
It's got a lot of sides. It's got a lot of texture to it. The part in the middle, I don't understand, but in a way that I want to know more, you know? Like, yeah. Why is there a little gray pillar?
It's like the top
pond?
Down of a flower, right?
Yeah. So is that like the pistil then? The stamen?
I think so. And then it's the petals along the outside, but also they're all different colors because of the light spectrum and chlorophyll.
There's a whole thing about how, like, depending on the color of the flower is, like, when it blooms in the season. So, like, yellow is, like, a real, like, most early blooming flowers are yellow for whatever reason. I don't know if that's something or not, but I also have, like, these vine flowers that are purple that also pop up pretty early. I don't know if that's related or not, though.
We have purple flowers popping up in our backyard right now, so maybe there is some...
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's
know
some evidence for it.
Yeah, we have a ton of daffodils, we have just like 8 or 9 patches of just a bunch of daffodils, and it looks every spring it's like, oh, it's Koroks hunting season. That's where all the Koroks are. But moving on, Rainbow Badge, don't need to deliberate that one too much. Match 5, Hive Badge versus Cascade Badge.
Hi there, my name is Christina, and I am here to speak on behalf of the Cascade Badge. I love it because it is simple, it is classic, it is elegant, and it is also the gym badge of my favorite gym leader, who is Misty.
This is a interesting picture that Christina found for the Cascade Badge. It's a little... it's not symmetrical.
It's a little hand-drawn.
Yeah.
I feel like all the Kanto ones are kind of like that.
Probably,
the boulder badge is also a little wonky.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just at an angle. No, those lines aren't even.
Someone just didn't hold shift when they were doing it. I didn't know that you could do that in programs to make straight lines until very recently.
You can also, when you like click and drag a shape tool, you can do like the rectangle tool, if you hold shift, will make a square.
Huh.
Keeps it like proportional. The circle ones too. It'll make a perfect circle if you hold shift instead of just like a weird oval.
And just instead of an oblong kind of.
Yeah. Nice.
Good to know. Hive versus Cascade. Hive Badge does have a charm to it. I cannot.
It does.
I can't deny. You know what? I think the one that you found for the March Badgeness, I think that is just what the Cascade Badge looks like. Because it's on the...
That is the official artwork, but I think all the Kanto ones have like a weird hand-drawn quality to them for some reason.
They're much higher definition than the rest of them.
Yeah, they must have scanned them in from like a special player's guide or something.
Something. Or it's just, you know, they've been around forever, so they have the most iterations of people drawing them.
Yeah. Yeah, these could be from Fire Red Leaf Green, Heart Gold Soul Silver,
yeah.
Red and Blue, Gold Silver, yeah, any of these.
I like them both, and seeing the kind of not symmetrical version, because last time when I googled the Cascade Badge, I was looking at like a perfect teardrop shape badge. This one being a little oblong, I don't know if I like it as much.
I don't like that as much. I do think canonically it is a symmetrical shape. Like whenever you see a picture of it in a video game, it is a symmetrical teardrop.
Josh, I just googled it, and the Bulbapedia PNG for that Cascade Badge is that one.
Yeah, but that's not the sprite from the video game. That's like concept art.
All right, I'm looking up the sprite. Hold on. We're getting to the bottom of this.
Like when I beat Misty in Pokemon Blue, and then I look at my trainer card, it doesn't
gives
look
you
like
a,
this.
A tiered, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they made the leap to here.
Someone just drew it.
I guess.
Just like, there's a teardrop shape, close enough. There's some weird shading.
Don't make it symmetrical. That'll trick people for some reason.
Hive Badge?
I think I like the Hive Badge more. I'm
pushing for Hive. I like the Hive Badge a lot. I do have a soft spot for ladybugs in general, but
yeah,
because
they
really
all
like
live at your house.
Badge. Yeah,
because your house is the ladybug hive.
Yes, that's why it makes sense to me.
I also like I know it's like it's a ladybug, right? So like that's where the head is, but the top part, like where the red part like flattens off, and there's just like a little bit left. It's just like a very cool way to stylize a ladybug. So I think Hive Badge also is my pick.
Got it. All right, match 6, Dynamo Badge versus Mind Badge.
Look, the Dynalim badge may have gotten a nice fresh gradient coat of paint going from Gen 3 to the Gen 6 remakes, but let's be real, it is still just a circle with a line through it. The Mind badge has so much more depth to it. Literally, it feels like it has 3D depth, which is something that a lot of badges can't say for themselves. It also has that classic Sinnoh shine, but it really pops because it's actually made of shiny objects. Like it is pickaxes and gemstones, because it also represents not just Byron's Gym, not just Canalave City, but also the entirety of the Sinnoh Underground, which is the most definitive part of the region. Like, that's the thing. How many badges can say they represent one of the most characteristic elements of the region they come from? No, the Mind badge is absolutely stellar. It shines bright like a diamond. And if I could just channel the spirit of the gym leader for just a moment, I would simply like to say, I love badges.
Watson and his crappy malt city versus Byron and his like bad version of Jeff Hardy facial hair.
That is pretty bad Jeff Hardy facial hair. Speaking of, just out of superstition, make sure you're still recording, because it was when we were talking about the Mayan badge last time that your computer
yeah, we're still good. Going strong.
All right, good, because we had a lot of good jokes, and your computer was like, I will not tolerate. Last time we talked about, we kind of were like, what the heck is the Dynamo badge? And then we sort of came around to like, oh, it's the magnetic poles and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I also was like, the Mind badge is literally three pickaxes.
It's just three things. Sinnoh's favorite thing to do with a gym badge.
Just three things.
It's just three things.
But they're touching in a fun way.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, the Dynamo badge, I hate Watson and I hate Malville and I hate Gen 3 at large. But look, credit where it's due. The badge is pretty slick.
Also, looking at it, like, you have the magnetic poles, right? That's the little sticky out bits.
Yeah.
But the center of it also has like a speaker vibe. Like, it kind of looks like the inside of a speaker.
It's also got like the layers of the earth. Like, it's got a crust, a mantle, yeah, and a core. I'm digging the Dynamo badge.
Yeah, I don't like the Mind badge. So I also think yeah, the Dynamo. Right. What did the Mind badge beat?
It beat his son.
Oh, that's right.
The Dynamo badge beat the Thunder badge.
Yeah. So it has to beat the Mind badge.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got confused. We were talking about the Mind badge beat the Cole badge. That was his son, because it's just like a weird rock Pokeball looking thing that doesn't quite make any sense. But yeah, I think if you're taking down Lieutenant Surge, you can take down Pokemon Jeff Hardy for
you
sure.
You can take down Byron.
Byron. I still, whenever I see the Pokemon that is a little steel turtle, I do call it Aaron.
Aaron, yeah.
Because it's iron, but it's Aaron. Match 7. The Knuckle badge versus the Heat badge.
Honestly, I like the Heat badge. I think it's a good way of designing the kind of abstract qualities of Heat. I think Heat is good for Lava Ridge, which is a city that has hot springs. And plus, I just think it looks really cool.
Hoenn versus Hoenn match?
Oh, a Hoenn versus Hoenn fight. I didn't want to just do the same joke that you just did.
You said Vars the right way, though. So that's
you combine them and you get one good, solid joke at the expense of the Bella Twins.
Not the first podcast that's come out this week where we've done kind of the same thing.
Now, I do want to point out, I put the Heat badge through on the condition that the Knuckle badge would beat it.
I know, and here's the thing. I went along with it because we're like, the Volcano badge, not cooler than the Knuckle badge. The Heat badge was cooler than the Storm badge, though. But it confounds me, the Heat badge, in a way that I'm
looking at this bigger picture of it. I'm like, what the heck is happening on this thing?
It's heat, and it's covering up part of the gem. Like, the rest of the gem is behind it, but it's covering up because it's coming off it. And it's a flame. It's very abstract.
But it's got, like, a straight edge in there. And, like the top part of it almost looks like a like a Eeveelution's head.
It looks like both the Eeveelution's head and butt at the same time.
Yes. Yes, it does. It could be an ear or a tail. Who knows?
If, If you took away the little gem part and you put this in silhouette and said,
"Who's that Pokemon?"
I would have a hard, I would think there was a Pokemon behind it and have a hard time guessing.
But is that a good badge?
I like it. I've come around a lot on it, but the undeniable charm of the Knuckle badge
yes,
is that it is one of Bomberman's big fists.
It is. And the gem is the thumb in the boxing glove.
That's really good. I do like the heat badge. I'm happy you made it this far. But unfortunately, Josh hates you in his bones. And
you're getting punched out.
You're getting knocked out. You're getting a knuckle sandwich. And you're on a bench.
All right.
Moving forward, knuckle badge.
And finally, I think this is good because I think the first round, these were also like 8th badges.
I think so.
So we have the 8th badge from Hoenn and the rain badge versus the 8th badge from Johto, the rising badge.
Hey, everybody. This is Benny. Since the forest badge is out of the running, I have decided to throw my lot in with the rising badge. I like that. The look of the badge is extremely literal. It's just a dragon's head. It's just very straightforward. You know exactly what gem this is. But then the name of the badge is the opposite. It, like, rising badge, is that supposed to be flying type? What's happening here? But then realizing it's for the dragon type, it tells a story. It's a dragon rising up in the sky or rising up from the depths or rising up from, you know, its treasure hoard or whatever. It evokes an image and a story in a way that you just don't get with other badges. So it's my vote for the best badge.
Looking at them next to each other, who did they beat? Who did they each beat? Let's see.
I know Rising Badge beat the Earth Badge. I don't remember.
Rising Badge stomped the Earth Badge because we had a lot of problems.
Was the Rain Badge the Beacon Badge?
It was the Beacon Badge, a terrible, stupid badge that I hate to look at.
That's how I feel about the Heat Badge.
Look, I get it. I guess if you put it that way, I get it. I'm looking at them both, though. Who is Juan? Does Wallace die?
No, in Emerald, Wallace is ascended to the champion, and Juan takes over that gym.
Okay.
And Steven is just like...
A meddlesome man.
He's just out there. And he's like
a bother.
A retired champion. Okay. Looking for rocks or something.
Telling you about all the cool rocks there are in the world. Is that just for the Reggie storyline? Is Steven a rock guy for the Reggie storyline, or is that Sinnoh?
The Reggies are Hoenn. He doesn't ever talk about them. He's never found in places where they are.
That's weird.
He just likes rocks. His last name is Stone.
Sure.
He gives you a Beldum, which is a steel psychic type and not a rock.
Josh, do you ever think about the fact that if we were in Pokemon with our names, I would be a rock type gym leader and you would be a steel type gym leader?
Why would I be a steel type?
Nickel is
metal. My last name. I was thinking Josh. I was like, that doesn't
if
evoke
it was
anything.
If we were just had our first names, it could be anything. We'd both be normal types. Who knows?
Oh, man. Keep an eye on my blue sky. I'll come up with my steel gym leader team.
Okay. I gotta think of a rock one. Can I cheat and say do ground too? Because if I can do ground and rock.
Only if they are both.
No, but the best ground type is only a ground type.
No, you are a rock type specialist. They have to be rock type.
But Josh, part of masonry is putting cement down, and cement is just ground that we did some weird stuff to.
Look, we already made a rock gym.
We did, but this is before Dirt Horse existed.
Dirt Horse isn't a rock type, but
I need my ace, my big powerful girl, the Dirt Horse.
I'm sorry, that's part of the challenge.
I don't
think I'd like any steel type Pokemon.
Your eyes lit up when I told you that you'd be a steel type because of your last name. I saw it. I saw the lights in your eyes.
No, they lit up because I didn't put that together, not because I was so excited to use, like, a Skarmory.
You got Tinkaton. I don't want to hear it. You can have a Tinkaton on your team.
That's true.
I'm taking Dirt Horse. I don't care. I don't care if it's off.
Well,
if
it better at least know a rock type move then.
It'll
you
know
jerk.
It'll know a boulder smash or I don't know any rock type moves. Rock type Pokemon are stupid. Why did I get stuck in hell? Anyway. Rain Badge versus Rising Badge. You can build walls out of dirt too. That's all I'm saying.
It's not the way Pokemon gyms work. I know it's the way that we make them, but it's not the way they make them.
Well, I'm going to fudge it anyway.
Can't even do this one fun challenge.
I'll give it a shot. I don't like it. It's just going to be 6 onyxes, and each one gets bigger than the last one. Every time you think I'm out of onyxes, nope, I got more onyxes.
Anyway, I like the rain badge here.
I like the rain badge too.
I do like the rising badge. It's a little too angular.
The other thing is, I know you said that it's like the horns coming forward. I still see it as they get cut off coming out of its head.
It's or they're just like little antenna.
They're also very small. If they were bigger, if they were like, and this might be because this is like a...
It had to fit in like a 56 by 56 square, or even less than that, probably.
Like, I wonder what the sprite looks like. Because, like...
It's pretty close.
It is pretty close. I don't know. I think I like the rain badge.
Okay.
More.
I think we're in agreement on that. It's simple, but it's pretty.
It's simple, it's pretty. It's just three things, but it's not a Sinnoh badge.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And those three things make a Triforce, which is also kind of pandering.
Love a Triforce. Do love a good Triforce.
You know, I don't always hate to be pandered to.
Sometimes I do enjoy it. I think you need to be graceful about it. You got to be sneaky about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, hey, you like Ghostbusters. Don't you want to know how the ghost got in the logo? No. No, thank you. But if you pull a tarp off an old, dirty Ecto-1, I'm like, okay, well, that's different. That I like. I like an old, busted-ass Ecto-1.
Yeah. And then getting to hear the siren again was one of my favorite parts of Afterlife.
It was pretty good. I loved Afterlife. A lot of people I saw were down on it.
I'm seeing recently people did not like Afterlife, and they're like, it was too much of the new characters. And I was like, what?
Duh.
Of course it was.
Duh, did you see Dan the funny thing
is like 900 years old.
The funny thing is you hear that, and then I hear the like, I didn't like the old people at all. Like, I didn't want them here at all. It was like ghoulish to drag them out. And it's like, I would kill or die for Phoebe Spengler. Like, and it's a movie about siblings where they don't just hate each other for no reason. Like, they're actually good siblings, and that is so rare.
It's not just like a Goosebumps where they're just like, you stink bad.
I hate you because you're younger than me.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the quarters.
Quarterfinals. The Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight. First up, the Plane Badge versus the Soul Badge.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
Do we need to talk about this one either?
I don't think we do. This is the good part about doing the rest of these all kind of in succession is we need to talk about them less and less because we've made our case. And for ones where like we're like, I guess we can move the soul badge forward versus ones where we're like, we got to move the plane badge forward. We don't need to deliberate very much.
Yeah.
It's
the plane badge, right?
It's the plane. It stomps it. It rolls over it. like a big milk tank, just tearing your entire team apart, no matter how hard you try to stop it.
That was easy.
That was
so
pretty easy.
Next one is, this one might be easy too, but we might have some things to say. It's the fog badge versus the rainbow badge.
I know I said last time that the rainbow badge is my horse, right? That's the one I'm putting my money on.
You didn't expect this stinky little ghost to show up.
I do love this stinky little skateboard ghost, especially if you turn him upside down. And then he has a cool haircut. Like, if you turn this upside down, that would be on all, like, that could be on, like, a sweatshirt, a skateboard, t-shirts, shoes, everything. And I think I might steal that for something that I'm working on. It's just going to be this, but upside down.
You got to change it a little bit.
I'll change the colors. There won't be there won't be two borders. It won't be the outside border and the little silver one.
Reposition the eyes just like a little bit, or make them like a little shorter or something.
They'll be a little smaller. Yeah, something. But original character, do not steal. Little skateboard stinker. I do.
Fog badge is nice, but the rainbow badge, though.
It's no rainbow badge. As much as I don't think it is. The rainbow badge, I feel like the rainbow badge is like, it's almost from a different game series. But like in a good way.
Yeah.
Because the rainbow badge is for grass types, and all the grass types in Gen 1 are also half poison.
They're also poison types, except for like Tangela.
Tangela, does she have a Tangela? Or is it just Vileplume's
in Red and Blue, she does. I don't know if it carried through to Yellow when they tried to make like an anime team. Okay. I think in her original team she did, but it sucked. It had like Rap and Mega Drain. And that was it. It was awful. A terrible Pokemon.
Tangela, you're adorable. You suck. You're so bad at being a Pokemon.
You're trash.
Nope. Like, you and Beedrill can be best friends, because I love Beedrill, but Beedrill sucks as a Pokemon. Yeah. It's so bad. but the badge is like the rain. It just feels so much bigger than just Erica. Like, you know?
That is all the grass types. The whole Bulbasaur line is half poison. The whole Victreebel line is half poison.
They're all half poison.
The whole Vileplume line is half poison. And then there's Tangela.
Oddish is half poison?
Yep. So is Bellsprout.
Bellsprout, that whole line, the Bellsprout line also being part poison, is that they wrote down grass equals part poison and forgot to erase it.
I think it's because they're like the pitcher plant, so they're like poison on the inside.
Oh, I guess so.
I don't know why Oddish is a poison type. I can understand Gloom because it's like stinky.
It's stinky, yeah. I guess because Oddish is like garlic, which is stinky.
It's like it's not Oddic, it's Oddish, like a radish.
Yeah, no, you're right. But it's a combination. It's a garlic rat. Has anyone done that? Has anyone played God and made a garlic radish yet?
We have so many different kinds of apples. We have to start working on garlic at some point.
We got to move over to garlic. I think, as much as I love you, the fog badge, somebody's got to lose this match, and it's not the rainbow badge.
I think that is correct.
Next up, match 3, the hive badge versus the dynamo badge.
Yo, it's me here for the hive badge. Let's give it up to the ladybugs. Yeah.
I can't believe I'm about to say it, but I think I like the Dynamo badge a little bit more. Do you like the Hive badge more?
I love the Hive badge just in general.
Okay.
Is it a better designed badge than the Dynamo badge after we've cracked the code? I don't think so.
I think post cracking the code does a lot of work, because like when we first started, we're like, what is this thing? And then we're like, oh no, it's very smart, actually.
Yeah. I don't think the hive badge is better.
I love the hive badge. I really do. I think the ladybug of it all, because I like ladybugs. They're one of my favorite bugs. I'm not a huge bugs guy, but ever since I got into gardening, I have a list of good ones and bad ones now. Ladybugs are on the good ones list.
Yeah.
So I like them, but I also do love that this badge is, it's the blue, first of all, the blue and the yellow, way better than the pink and the yellow from up top.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's like the two different poles. It's got, I didn't notice that it had like the layers of the earth until this time.
Yeah. And that gives it some texture to, like, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel what rubbing my thumb on it would feel like.
Holding it would be really nice. Yeah. Whereas the hive badge, it looks like it's mostly a print, you know, like it would mostly be flat.
All right. So I think we're in agreement of the Dynamo badge.
I can't believe. Look, I'm just as surprised as anybody to move Malville forward in any capacity. But I also think, though,
that the Hive badge also has a very nice logo design quality to it.
It does. This could be like in the title for another game. Like, this could be, you know, like the title would be in front of it, or there'd be a big O.
Right.
And that would be the Dynamo badge.
All right, rounding out the Elite Eight. It is the Knuckle badge versus the Rain badge.
I wanted to talk about my winner for March Badgeness, the Rain badge. And now you might be thinking, oh, okay, the Zelda podcaster picked the badge that looks almost identical to the Triforce. But that honestly isn't really what drew me to the Rain badge. In fact, that kind of made me roll my eyes at it at first. The two things I really like about the Rain badge are its complete disregard for like visual symmetry. Like, why is the bottom left a completely different color than the other two raindrops? But also, I just love the use of what feels like the transflag colors in this badge. I think that there is kind of nothing cooler than a kid going around hoeing, stomping fools with a trans rights badge pinned to his jacket. Nothing beats that. Thanks again for doing March Badgeness, gang. And thank you to Christina and Josh for putting together this bracket and sharing it in the Discord for everyone to be able to look at and make their own brackets.
This is a tough one. This is the first real tough one of the of the Elite Eight. Ooh.
I don't even know how to start arguing this.
Same. The Knuckle badge is an adorable badge.
Yeah.
It's about violence, but it is very cute.
But the Rain badge is an elegant badge.
It is.
It's graceful and pretty. Where the Knuckle badge is cute.
Yeah.
The Rain badge is hot.
I think that's correct. I agree with that. Also, the color choices of the Rain badge, I think, work a little better. And that's not just, again, because they are literally the trans flag colors. And so those were like custom built to go together. Uh-huh. But they are. It is those colors. And then the blue, having it be so asymmetrical really works for me because I like asymmetry in designs.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like, the silhouette is symmetrical, but the design is not.
Yeah.
And I think that is very nice.
Versus the Knuckle badge, which is the silhouette is asymmetrical, but you could flip it kind of any way.
Yeah.
If you flipped it upside down, the knuckle would be on the top and it'd be someone holding their fist like this and they would look like a real ding dong.
Punch you upside down.
Punch you upside. You're breaking your wrist doing that. You go punch ahead and you hit like, me upside down.
Punch like when my mom is mad.
I think I want to move the Rain badge forward.
I think I agree with you. I just think it is. It's just.
It's a hotter badge.
It's just nicer to look at. You know,
it's a sexier badge. Is the problem?
Listen, Rain badge. Hear me out.
That's a real one. That's a real hear me out. Half of the ones I've seen, it's like hear me out, and it's just like one of the most beautiful women you've ever seen in your whole life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't need to convince me that Linda Cardellini is pretty. Like,
All right, final four.
I was trying to think of a thing that rhymed, but there is kind of a whole deal for that, which is the final four, huh?
Yeah, this is the big deal in college basketball, right? The Final Four?
Yep.
That's what everybody talks about.
They love Final Four. And then the finals happen, you're like, well, okay. We already had the Final Four, though.
Right. You know? Final Four is over. So, I mean, if my bracket's out, it's out.
There's no coming back from it. Plain badge versus the rainbow badge. This is the first real competitor for the rainbow badge.
Yeah, this could be a final in another maybe better organized bracket.
If somebody had tried to set some stuff up. I don't think these ones were affected. I don't think the rainbow badge was seated weird, you know? I think this is one of the ones where she's like, it's against the stone badge. Like, the stone badge stood a chance. But the plain badge is Johto's rainbow badge.
The best one there?
The best one.
Maybe. The hive badge is there too.
The hive badge was, I forgot the hive badge was Johto, because there's three things on it, so I immediately went,
there's three things on it, but it is not three things.
It's not just three things, yeah. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
These are like the polar opposite. There's the plain badge, which is just a cream-colored square with a white border. It's the most regular plain badge. And then the rainbow badge is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hexagons with like the pistol in the middle. So there's even more. It's like super complicated, very bright and colorful.
It's funny that it's eight colors, but two of them are just lighter versions of other colors. And there's no purple. Like there's a pink, but there's no purple.
Yeah. But we do have lime green.
Lime green, I feel like, is important. Light blue and lime green are, I think, the two most important secondary non-rainbow colors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are two pretty important ones. I can't think of one that I would put here. I wish there was a purple, but this was on the Game Boy. None of these were in color.
No, this badge was in black and white. So
it doesn't matter. They are kind of diametrically opposed.
Yeah, it's really hard because I like them both the same amount for different reasons. And so it'd have to be like, which reason do I put more weight on?
Right.
Because the rainbow badge is very pretty and is very good to the senses. It's like gives you a lot to do.
It's good to look at.
But the plain badge is beautiful in its simplicity.
Yeah. The problem that I'm coming across now is that I am deadlocked on the designs of them, so I'm pulling in outside sources. And
I was going to say, we might have to see what the people said, what the people think.
We
might need a tiebreaker here, because I don't know if I am leaning in either direction.
Yeah. Here, let's see. Let me pull up some...
let's use our phone a friend.
All right, first bracket I found was Pete's. Oof. Pete had plain badge losing in round one.
Well,
and rainbow badge going all the way.
Okay.
So that's one vote for the rainbow badge, I would guess. Chris, Pete and Chris are both from Hello Hyrule, the Hello Hyrule podcast, which is a real good show. This is very funny. So Chris had rainbow badge versus fog badge, just like we did, but had the fog badge going forward.
Ooh.
But plain badge never made it out of the Sweet 16. Lost to the boulder badge on Chris's bracket. On Benny's bracket, plain badge also did not get out of the Sweet 16.
I think our listeners just don't have like.
I don't think they get it. I think the problem is they just don't get it like we do. Rainbow badge also didn't make it out of the Elite Eight, but did go ahead. Who's this? This is Sizzles. Had plain badge. Also not beating the boulder badge. Wow, a lot of y'all love boulder badge, huh? a bunch of octagons in
that
chat.
That is... The boulder badge is the Gen 1 of Pokemon badges. It's the very first one everybody got.
Yeah.
In our age range, anyway.
That's true.
Brock was a big deal on the anime.
for somehow. Also, Sizzle also had the rainbow badge going all the way. Christina... had the plain badge lose to the cobble badge and had the rainbow badge go to the finals. So I think
here's what I'm hearing is the rainbow badge in general.
Yeah.
Is better.
Tanner. Okay. Tanner had the plain badge lose the cobble badge also, but then had the rainbow badge lose to the Zephyr badge in Sweet 16. So, but still, I think across the board, the streets are saying that the rainbow badge moves on.
All right. Well, look, I'm not upset.
No. And I said in the first episode that like, this is kind of my pick to go forward, but I've spent a lot more time with these badges now and I've made different opinion. I'm mercurial, like the wind.
Yeah.
So. But
people
moving
change.
Forward,
people grow and change, you know,
and sometimes it's between episodes of a podcast. It can happen
or within the span of one single one.
Look, humans
are
amazing.
Getting older. I'm older now than I was when we started this episode.
Every minute and wiser with it.
Yeah.
So moving on.
Anyway, with that, it's time for the final match of the final four.
The final four.
Dynamo versus Rain badge is
Dynamo versus these are two sexy badges.
Kiss both these badges.
I would I would take them both out to dinner for sure. I don't like that they're both Hoenn. How did this happen to us, Josh?
I don't know.
We used to have principles.
All you had to do was not say the lines were the poles, Jake, and this would have got out in the first round.
Dynamo would have never made it past
the Thunder Badge.
Thunder Badge. I don't think Thunder Badge. Thunder Badge probably would have beat Mind Badge too, but I don't know if it could have stood up to whoever the hell it beat. Hive Badge. I think Hive Badge might have moved on with the Dynamos. Yeah. But the two badges are real good to look at. Oh, I'm legitimately torn. I gotta go back to the streets. I think I gotta go.
I think I have one.
Okay.
I think I like the Rain Badge just slightly more.
Okay. I think I tend to agree with you.
What do the people say?
People are saying, okay, so first one I went, I'm still on Discord because there's you can sort on your phone, you can sort by media, so I can look at them much easier this way. So Chris has Dynamo Badge only making it to the Sweet 16 and then losing to the Mind Badge. And then, or maybe these are our, maybe he made his bracket after ours because these are all what we had. So maybe this bracket was made for this.
Oh, it was like an update for round two.
Yeah. So in which case, Dynamo doesn't make it out of the round. Dynamo stays there. Rain Badge goes all the way for Chris.
Okay.
For Benny, we got Dynamo Badge moving forward, but not making it to the Elite Four, but makes it farther than the Rain Badge. Rain Badge doesn't beat the Rising Badge on Benny's bracket.
Okay.
Who is this? This is I missed this one. This is ALK Alters, who has the Dynamo Badge going to the Final Four, but the Rain Badge doesn't get out of the Sweet 16. Okay. Rain Badge loses to the Heat Badge, according to ALK Alters. So,
well,
might be your mortal enemy in that case.
That feels wrong and incorrect. I know it's all subjective, but that is
it's all subjective.
See me after class.
This is Sizzle again. Dynamo doesn't make it out of the opening round, but neither does the Rain Badge.
Okay,
so that doesn't help at all. That doesn't help any in this case. I think this is Sizzle, but different. What am I looking at? It might have been updated. I can't tell the difference at a glance. Let's see. Christina has the Dynamo Badge moving forward all the way to the Elite Eight, but the Rain Badge doesn't make it out of round one. So Dynamo, that's 1 point in the Dynamo. I think we're 1-for-1 here.
It seems pretty even here also, yeah.
Let's see. Tanner, what's Tanner got? Tanner has the Dynamo Badge going to the Elite Four, but Rain Badge doesn't leave the first round. Rain Badge loses to the Beacon Badge. A crime. A crime, I think. I think that's pretty much everybody on the Discord. And then on Blue Sky, Pete has the Thunder Badge and the Beacon Badge both win in round one, so neither of them move on. So we're dead heat. The streets are tied. We're tied.
I don't know. I already said I think I'm leaning Rain Badge ever so slightly. I think.
I'm ever so slightly leaning Dynamo Badge, but you know what? Malville's got to take its medicine at some point, and I think it's now.
It is Watson that gives you that.
It is in the worst town in the Pokemon franchise, I think. And I haven't played Generations 4 or 5 at all, so maybe there's worse places, but
and the Rain Badge is in Sotopolis, which is a city built inside a dormant volcano.
That rules, and it's rain because it's like, what do we need? We need rain here.
Yeah, it's filled in with rain. Like, it filled the crater. Oh, it's like with a rain.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Yeah, so it's like split by water. You have to like surf around the whole city. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That's place. Pretty. That's, sounds pretty
much
cool.
Better than stupid Malville, stupid a mall Malville. That people live in.
You gotta live in the mall. Are you hungry? Well, you have to go to Orange Julius to get food. You have to buy your food downstairs at our capitalist hellscape.
I hope you like Sbarro and Auntie Annie's pretzels, because that's all you can eat.
That's it. And I love Sbarros, but how many Sbarros can you have?
How many $6 slices of pizza can you eat?
They're big, but they get more expensive every day, I feel like.
I tried to adjust for inflation. They're probably like $12
now. It's probably like $15 a slice now. And they probably got smaller, too.
Anyway,
moving forward.
Thanks a lot, Sabaros. You're the reason why the rain badge moves forward.
Dynamo badge died at Sabaros, unfortunately.
All right, Jake, we're in the finals, and I think this is fun. This is a fun combination of badges here for the final two.
This is a good one. We got the rainbow badge versus the rain badge. And these are both good looking badges.
They are.
They're both visually interesting. They both are, I think unique and stand out in their own ways. One's a triangle, one's a flower.
Yeah.
Those are both pretty good. The other thing is, I feel like rain badge and rainbow badge have an equal amount of wins according to all the brackets that we've gotten in.
Yeah.
So like we can't even go to the streets anymore.
No, I do think of the street brackets. People playing their street games.
Street games.
I do think that the rainbow badge made it out of the first round a lot more often than the rain badge did.
I think so.
Oh man.
What?
I'm just looking at them and I don't know.
It sucks to have to pick. Hold on. Let me pull them up on my phone so I can look at them dead on.
The only hang up I have on the rain badge is that the drops are cones and not tiers.
They don't kind of sloop inwards a little bit. Yeah.
I don't think I have a similar hang up on the rainbow badge, and that might be what this is coming down to. I don't know.
I think at this point it's Calvin Ball trying to figure out what we pick, because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know Wallace or Juan. I never made it there, but I know that Erica has a bad Pokemon team.
It's not great.
I pretty much always started with Squirtle. Erica still never gave me any trouble, you know.
Well, you can get the Ice Beam TM in Celadon City, so.
So by then,
even
I'm
if
just,
you're, and also by the time you get to Erica, she's the fourth badge. If you're just muscling through with just your Blastoise at this point, it's like 60. Level 45.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a huge muscular Blastoise, and he's not going to get by a Weeping Bell. Are you kidding me, Erica? You're embarrassing yourself.
Hang on. I'm going to look up what her actual red and blue team is.
Okay.
Because Juan and Wallace would have a much greater pool of Pokemon to choose from
easily, but they're Gen 3 Pokemon, so like,
but even
are
if
they
you
better
put them in Gen 1, it's like 50% water types over there.
That's true.
All right, what is
this matchup, this final matchup, this specific finals round is pitting two queens against each other in terms of badges, and I don't care for it.
All right, red and blue, she's got, oh my god, her Tangle is even worse than I thought.
It has bind, so she, and bind, and wrap.
She leads with a victory bell.
Okay.
It's level 29. You are not that far off on Tangela. It has constrict and bind, and I believe constrict is a worse wrap.
It's just bad wrap, yeah.
And bind is
good wrap.
There's three moves in Gen 1 that are the same thing. And Tangela has two of them and nothing else.
That sucks.
And her last Pokemon is a Vileplume. Her Vileplume and Victory Bell are level 29. Her Tangela is level 24.
I'm destroying those with any Pokemon that have. Can you even find fire types by then if you don't start with? You've probably found a Growlithe by now,
you can get
right?
Growlithe or Vulpix.
So I know I got one of those because I didn't start with Charmander. I think I started with Charmander one time when I played it as a kid, but. Usually it was a Blastoise or a Squirtle.
Okay, so in yellow,
okay,
her team gets buffed up a little bit level wise. However, her fully evolved Victory Bell and Vileplume are now just a Weeping Bell and a Gloom instead. But they're level 32,
so they're stronger, but they're worse.
And the Tangela is level 30, and now knows Mega Drain and Vine Whip in addition to Bind and Constrict.
Oh, cool. It has one attack that actually is an active attack. The rest of them are passive attacks. And Binding Constrict are also some of the more annoying moves in Pokemon, because whenever you do them, they last one round and they do nothing. And then when somebody else does it, it lasts for 15 rounds and you die.
Yeah, because in Gen 1, if you get wrapped, you can't do anything.
You're stuck.
Yeah, at least in the other one, like, it does residual damage each turn, but you can still act. But in Gen 1, you can't do anything except let wrap run out.
That's booty, Erica.
Anyway, I love Pokemon Red and Blue. I don't think Erica's it.
I don't think Erica's it. What? I don't even need to know what Juan and Wallace.
Well, I know I don't know about Juan. I don't know a lot about him, but I know Wallace's ace is a Milotic.
Milotic's a good Pokemon. All right, I'm looking at a picture of Juan from the Wallace and Juan are two sides of the same coin as far as outfits go. These are good looks. They're kind of slutty,
Juan,
but they're
looks
good
like
looks.
He's from Kalos.
He does. That's a very Kalos look.
Let me see your Pokemon, Juan. Let me see if you have.
Yeah, maybe we do gotta.
Juan does use a love disc.
Love disc. That's just that sucks. That Pokemon is bad. That Pokemon is built for Pokemon snaps, and that's it.
Juan is he's a weird. He's the eighth gym leader, so he's got a bigger team. But okay. He's got love disc.
Yeah.
And a Celio, which is not even fully evolved. He's the eighth gym leader.
And you got a middle evolution ball Pokemon?
His ace is a Kingdra, but like Claire did that better, I think.
Yeah. That's just copying Claire's homework at that point.
But Wallace does go on from this gym to become the champion.
That's true. What's Erica's Soul Silver team? Like, because you go back there and they're more powerful by then.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll look at both her Soul Silver, because she has like a rematch team there too.
Yeah. / Heart Gold. I doubt the teams are different between the two of them.
She's still got that Tangela. It's got ancient power now, though.
Okay. Well, that's something.
And it's level 52.
Okay, so it's strong. It's at least a real adult Pokemon at that point.
Yeah, and she's got the Victory Bell and a Jumpluff and a Bellossom instead of Vileplume.
That's a much better Pokemon, I think, than Vileplume.
And in her rematch, she evolves the Tangela into Tangrowth, which is maybe the ugliest Pokemon they've ever made.
I like it a lot, but it's only because it reminds me of Muzzy.
It is a big Muzzy. It's a big viney Muzzy.
What if Muzzy was plants instead of Muzzy?
She still has the Victory Bell. She still has the Bellossom. She still has the Jumpluff, and she's added Shiftry and Roserade.
Those are both pretty good, and they got some. I don't know what Roserade's second type is, but Poison has one. Okay, never mind. I know Shiftry's at least Grass Dark, right?
Yeah, yeah. So she's got two Grass Poisons. Jumpluff is Grass Flying, and Bellossom's Pure Grass. And so is Tangrowth.
I mean, here's the thing: is now that I know what all their stuff, I feel like I'm back to square one, right?
Yeah.
Like now, I'm back to just looking at their badges. What were you gonna say?
Do we just put through the called shot from the very first episode, where we're just like, it's gotta be the rainbow badge?
I mean, look, I came into this thinking, I don't care what Josh thinks, the rainbow badge is moving. but the rain badge is such a Cinderella story, you know?
Because
I never saw it coming.
We took the glasses off and let the hair down on the rain
and
the badge.
And we're like, damn, that's a good looking badge.
Damn. You mean hot nerd Rachel Lee Cook is still hot when you take her glasses off?
What?
These are both versions of Rachel Lee Cook from She's All That.
Yes.
The rainbow badge is the glasses and the hair up, and then the rain badge is the hair down.
Yeah. The more I think about it, the worse it gets. I can't come to a decision. This is terrible. I jokingly want to flip a coin, but I don't want to do that.
Let me hang on. I'm going to risk opening a new tab here.
Okay.
I'm going to compare their game sprites, because they both have Gen 3 sprites.
Okay.
Because Fire Red and Leaf Green is a Gen 3 game. Pulpapedia. I don't want the artwork. I want the sprite. I want to see the sprite.
I want the pixel. Give me the pixels.
There's a lot of cross stitch patterns. That's not what I want either.
That's what I'm mostly getting to.
Okay, I think this is it here. The rainbow badge does lose a little readability when it gets shrunk into a pixelated sprite.
Yeah, that is, and the oddly enough, the rain badge sort of, I feel like it fills out more without all the gradients going on. I think I'm leaning rain. I think I got to make a call and say rain badge.
Rain badge. I think that is correct.
I think it's the rain badge. Congratulations to the rain badge. Rainbow badge, you put up a hard fought victory. A tough, a good fight. From number one seed, I think, to this is not nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
But the underdog story, the Cinderella story of the rain badge, I think is good too. And I also do think that badge is a little bit better looking.
Yeah,
so and it's from Hoenn, so you know I mean it because I hate that place.
That's true. I think that's it. I think it's rain badge, baby.
All right, the first ever, the inaugural March Badgeness champion, the rain badge. And then next year, we're not going to do these badges again.
No, we'll have to figure something else out. Yeah. I know the badges get weird because Gen 5 has a sequel that has three different badges. So technically, Unova has 11 9, badges.
11. And then Gen 6 has, or Gen 7 has none badges.
And no badges.
It's got stamps and Z crystals. So I think it might even out and we might be able to do something there. We'll give it the old college try.
Yeah.
But congratulations to the rain badge and thank you to everybody who sent in your brackets, played along with us, who sent in clips for us to play. This has been a fun time. It went a month longer than intended because we were looking down the barrel of a very long episode already with part one. But I think that worked out because honestly, what would we have done in April anyway? Right.
That's true. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I know we were going to in February before we got behind on stuff. We were going to do talk about Pokemon Concierge and we're going to watch that and talk about that. So maybe we'll do that next month.
Yeah.
Be a nice little May treat. Once weather gets a little warmer, it literally snowed here today. So there's that. So
I just punched my microphone.
I just watched that like shoot up into the
snow.
it's April. But yeah, this is fun. I have grown an appreciation for a lot of these badges. I am just going to straight up steal the fog badge and flip it upside down, change the colors a little bit, maybe for something.
And just
because I do like that little skateboard stinker,
just
but
make it a little guy. Just a little guy.
Little guy. It's his birthday. It's just a little guy. And it's his birthday. But thank you for listening, everybody. There is a new Pokemon World Tour United up. It was an April Fool's episode, and this is going to go up on the 15th ish, hopefully, and that we will have recorded another PWTU by then. Will it be up? Who's to say? Maybe it went up on Friday. Maybe it's up. I don't know. I don't know what goes up soon.
I don't know what goes up either.
It's you know, I think as soon as RPM starts, we're going to get back on track on the Morphin Grid. Yeah. And hopefully that will leak over to everything else. And
sometimes three episodes of the Morphin Grid go up on the same day.
Hey, look. The way I thought of it is like we had the episodes there, right? And then somebody just folded the hose, and then unkinked.
It was
three episodes.
Yeah, it was me. I stepped on the hose.
Josh stepped on the hose. It all came out. It's fine. So those are up. Go check those out. I don't know. We haven't done the things. Okay, here's the quick places you can find us: PWT Podcast on Twitter, PWT Podcast on Blue Sky. PWTpodcast@gmail.com. It's pretty easy. Those are most of them. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh for as little as $1 a month. Can help support the show. Bonus episodes, early episodes, all that good stuff. And most importantly, we really appreciate it. tune in next month for us talking about Pokemon Concierge, which I'm really excited about because it looks adorable. And I can't imagine there being high stakes, and I'm sort of really into slice of life Pokemon stuff right now. Is that what the Johto movie was about?
Was the Power of Us was, I think, the most slice of life movie that there is.
Is that still on Netflix? Probably not. There's Nintendo, like the Pokemon company, put out a list of all the places you have to go to watch all of Pokemon, and it's like 7 different websites streaming across the planet. It's bananas.
Why? You think when they were writing the list, they were like, "Why did we do it this way?"
Someone had to have been like, "Can we fix it?
Try to
consolidate? Why are the Johto episodes and the Kanto episodes here, but the half of the Hoenn episodes are in another place, and the other half is in another place?"
Looking up at my show, I think I have everything through Diamond and Pearl on DVD. So I only have to go to this room to watch Pokemon.
Okay. Hey, also, this is really cool. Turns out, Power of Us, not streaming anywhere. Neat.
Yay!
Congratulations. If Pokemon had their own streaming service...
They used to. They used to have Pokemon TV, but it was like... stupid. It was like select episodes of the anime, a movie would be on there for like the weekend or something.
That I understand that, like, it's you know, rights and all that, but like it's Pokemon. Ultimately, you own all the guys in it. You should be able to be like, we're putting it all in one place. Everybody else can have it if they pay, but we also get to have it all in one place too. Anyway. That's enough of that. Congratulations, Rain Badge. Never doubted you for a second. We will see you next month for Pokemon Concierge stuff. But until then,
smell you later.
Three, two, one. I almost said may the power protect
you. So did I.
What is it?
Smell you later.
Smell you later.